brachas. It's the Yad Mishmahayim. We spent a long time in the first parak. Not that we covered every single sugya, but we covered many sugyas, Baruch Hashem. Now we start the second parak, and again, on two prongs, the morning prong and the evening prong. The morning prong is a little bit more complex. Evening prong, which is meant for the Balabatim as well, is also a little complex, but not as much. So Rabosai, the topic for the morning shiur now is Hefsek. And we start with the Tosfos stuff, you feel a little base. You all know the Mishnah says, Shalom Ne'ira, Meshim Ne'akot. Fine, that's what we pass. Fine. And Kenir says, Tosfos Limut, Olanos, Kaddish, Kedusha, B'yem, Tzikrishma. Eilachim Ne'akovat, Golo Mizeh, Kovat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava B'yem, Tzishmones, Ne'osir. Why? The mashma, the word the kamon is found over here. Look in the bays. What does that mean? Again. Mashma the kamon. What bays? Perik ain omdin, the flamen aleph, the bengula, the tefillah, ain lamas. Where does it say that? You look it up? Anyone find it? If you found it, you get a prize. Where does it say it? I couldn't find it. Maybe you found it. I couldn't find it anywhere. What's he talking about? What's Mashma the Kamon? In my Gemara, a whole bunch of footnotes on the side. There's Ayin. Where's Ayin? Psalm of Ayin. Habach, Kosher of the Mashma. It's the last line in the Osmah Hodah. The Paragat Om, you have to cross it out. Shvi the Kamon. The Bain, the Saloma, look at Tosin stuff, you doubt it. Oh, so he makes a typo out of it. But it's the easiest way the Bach does. He says it doesn't say pain. There is nothing in pain on Omen. There really isn't. There's nothing there. It's true. There's nothing there. However, so before we give up on it, it's hard to make it into a typo. But it probably means, as some of the Mephoroshim say, he's referring to the Rif. Although the Rif may have a slightly different gear setting, Tosa, the Rif's gear setting, which is unusual. How often does Tosa called the Rif? It's a different worlds. There is a Gemara in Ein Omdim, that Flamed Aleph, that Tosa does, that's what the Baruch, the people put the source in parentheses, said Lamed Aleph, Flamed Aleph. The closest we get to Lamed Aleph, Flamed Aleph is, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara tells us on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, a whole discussion of what happens, before davening, etc., etc. And it says towards the very end of the daf, 5 lines in the bottom. The Shmuel al Rina b'la Tfila, Rina zu Tfila, Tfila zu Bakosha, Eino medover achar emes v'yatzif. Oh, you don't say anything after emes v'yatzif. You're very nice, but does it say, is not anything here in our Girsa about Smicha school of Tfila? Well, not quite. But the same Gemara is quoted in the Rif. The Rif, if you turn to the Rif, in Perek Ein Omdin, he quotes this Gemara. He adds a couple of words, and every word counts, right? Every word counts. It's on page Chav Beis and Beis, in the old Rifs. The Shmuel Arina Vala Tfila, 10 out 12 bars from the bottom. Rina Zu Tfila, Tfila Zu Bakosha. Why? That's 4 words. Kedei sheyisma gula letzvila. Woo! I wonder if that was the girsa that the Bali Atosus had. It'd be unlikely because only the Rif has those 4 words. But if otherwise the Tosus doesn't make any sense, unless you want to course it out like the Bach. But if you have our text, where do you see gula letzvila in the flan? It ain't omdin. It's only in the Rif. I wonder if it's another girsa. Some of you look it up. Some of the old Gemaras may have different girsa. They had those words there. Anyway, good. So either the Bach's pshat or the Rif's pshat. Two pshat with what the words. The Kamon, either with the words Ein Omdin or without the words Ein Omdin. Fine. The Bengula the Tfila Ein Lanos. You can't answer between Gula the Tfila. The Kolshkein the Tfila Atzma. The middle of Shmon Esra. Period. Atkan. Last 4 lines have a whole new story. Rabbi Natan, Hayarogel Sheav Mamtin Be'oseh Pele, the Lanas Kaddish and Kedusha, the Matzibur, for Yesover Afilu Shah Kedidmar Skula in a Chosel Rosh. What was Rabbeinu Tam doing there? But since he died too long, and they didn't want to wait for him. He ended up, they're saying, Kadosh Kedusha, he's in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema. So what did he do? He waited by Yosef Peler, and then he answered Kadosh Kedusha, and I had to wait. Even Shokha, they gave him a school, they had a chosel of the Rosh. It took him all later on in the third parent, and he passed it that way, left from Gimel, and he waited. Now what does that mean? Why did he wait there? What was the alternative? To miss Kadosh Kedusha? There's another alternative. Say everything with Ben Gula and Tefillah. No. No. You can't talk Ben Gula and Tefillah. Now, according to the Bach, that's what passively means, right? What does it mean to come on? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi also says, so the Bach's chant, let's chazer again. I have it printed over here in my Gemara's in the bottom line if you have the new Gemara's. If you don't have the new Gemara's, you look at the Bach itself in Or HaChaim, Simon, Son of Love, Simon, Base. That's what he says. What does the come on mean? Watch this. Mash will come on. Where do you have a toisus? I'll ask you a prakias and shas. Where do you have a toisus the come on? It means the end of the same toisus. That's your place. The come on. The word the come on and toisus usually does not mean the end of the same toisus. It usually means a few blot later, right? So it's another, that's an easy shot to box shot. A has to cross out and on, then B the come on. But that's what the Bach said. Again, the mash will come on. I'll be empty of ches also. The mash will come on means Rabbeinu Tam. The Ben Gula Letzfilah in Lanos. Why? Because he waited no sepele. Koshka Mitzvilah. Fine. So we have an interesting idea here. Tosis is very strict. You can't be massive between Gula and Tefillah. And that's what we pass in La Locha like this Tosis fundamentally. You can't be massive. Everyone knows we're massive between Gula and Tefillah is a terrible thing, the worst thing in the whole wide world. But those who were here for the first parak know it's not a universally accepted premise. There were those who think that Sefiras Gula and Tefillah was hardly ever done. Rabbos, you remember those who were here? The Ramban. Ramban said they never did Sefiras Gula and Tefillah. And he brought a writer to refresh your memories, and for those who were not here, look back at the Gemara, Testament based, the bottom Tosfos. Kol HaSomach Gula Tefillah Ein Adiza. Kim Toma Halo Kol HaOlam Somach Gula Tefillah. My Rebbe said the Rabbi Huna, the Laposach Chum, the Rebbe, he lay in the small the whole day. Okay, Shlomo, no, it's Ochi Kama. Chasoma, Gula, Tfilah, Kiva, Sikin, Shekon, Krishma, Koda, Manetz, Tfilah, Achma, Netz. Oh, and he happened to get it right. They didn't have watches. He just hit a home run. He had his Shema just before sun rose, and he predicted when the sun was going to rise, and he got it exactly right. Hey, he was laughing all day. That's what it means. But that's a Tosus, though, because Tosus is a very strict, yeah, everyone has to do Sibiris of Woodfield. The Ramban, if you recall, this is Gemara Kipshuto. Because he has makes two premises to relate to each other. Premise number one, the Ramban holds that you must say Krishna before sunrise. Who's his Bechut? Rabbi Eliona? Exactly the same thing. If you don't say Shema before sunrise, you're a bad Jew. Why are you a bad Jew? Because the Ramban says, Kol Chatchila Bizman Deruba Karina Be. And most people get up before sunrise. So it didn't arise from the Pashas. It's both say Shema Chatchila before sunrise. The latest is Netzachamah of Hasikim, the latest time. That's his Shita. But a corollary of that Shita is, since they were machmir to do that, and they couldn't get it exactly right every single day, most days they could not do Sefiras Gula and Tefillah at all. And Krishna at a certain time, and they waited around. Hey guys, where's the sun? Where's the sun? Where's the sun? Oh, the sun is out. That was Lashon Hara Esrei. So the average day, the average Yid, was not Sefiras Gula and Tefillah. Tosfos screams his head off. Sefiras Gula and Tefillah is so important. Rabbi says, not so important. Not so important. I have to tell you, I put in the Ma'amar Komas, the Evan HaOzer. I don't know if anyone saw the Evan HaOzer yet. It's not here. Evan HaOzer. It's very long. But the Evan HaOzer is a Ramban fan. He was against the Mechaber. The Mechaber is so strict with Sefiras Gula and Tefillah. Mechaber Ramah. He says, he brings an interesting line. He repeats it four times. In Mafsik, Bein HaProk and Bein Tzapar the Mishnah if you give them an Aleph the whole Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Smichas Gula and Tefillah. It's not even in the Mishnayos. It's not even in the Mishnayos. He says it three or four times. And therefore what? But it was not a Mishnayos. You can just downplay. Apparently yes. Evan knows the Shita is. It's not in the Mishnayos. It's not under the same Hashivas. So he says, Evan knows he wants to pass the Aleph against the Mechaber. Like, more like the Ramban. That smichas gula tefillah is not as important as bem tzapar gabena prokim. So he would say, we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam. where Ben Atam should have done, he should have gone all the way to Gol Yisrael and then wait to say Kadosh and Kedusha. Why does he have an Osa Pele? So the Rabbi Natan is fighting with the others, and the Oven Osa is on the other side, he puts the Rabban on that team. They downplay the Lulus Fila. It's worse to be mafsik in the middle of the Birchas Krishma than the Gulus Fila. This may rub you the wrong way, because you were trained well. You were trained by the Mechab and the Ramah, the classical folks that we follow. Smichas Gulus Fila is so important, you have to do it at all costs. We'll discuss later. It's Amen to Smichas Gulus Fila. After Gol Yisrael. And we'll talk about Amen after Ava Rabba. All these things are going to come up in the, as we know, those are the most practical nafkaminas and all these things. I hope you, whatever. You shouldn't come late. Shouldn't be worried about the problem because waiting anywhere to answer Kadosh and Kedusha. Should answer Kadosh and Kedusha when everyone else is saying Kadosh and Kedusha. Shouldn't be in the middle of the Kadosh Krishna. Don't come late. They both say here in this place, Medrash, we all come on time. Right? On time. You shouldn't come late. Good. Once we said that, we can turn one page to Yudal and Beis. Yudal and Beis, a Gemara. An interesting, fascinating Gemara. Towards the bottom of Yudal and Beis. The last two narrow lines, three narrow lines. Rav Mashi Yodek, he washed his hands. The Korah Krishma, and he said Shema. The Anav Tfilin, and he put on Tfilin, Vitzala, and then Dana Shmon Esra. What? The first wide line, he says, no, he gives my Krishma, no tell Yodek, who may they have Tfilin, the Korah Krishma is follow. No. You have to have a trill on before Shema. The last four lines of the daf. Mashiach, the Mavarach, and Masna, Pirkin, the Mudak, Trill, and Hodakor Krishma. How'd it be? Why? The last two lines. Kola Korah Krishma, the Trillin, Kilomayed, here is Shekhar Biasma. All of the Minchas that are going to Sachin. And later on it says as well, Yitel Yodah Vediyak Tfilin Yugam Krishma Yispal, Zul Mabah Shlam Shlemo. No, what happened to Rav? Says the Gemara, an interesting thing happened. A third from the last line. The Kovach of Kasha of the Rav, Shluchahu Diyavis. He sent someone to get his Tfilin, and the guy came late. Rashi, you know this, when you send a Shliach, you never know what's going to happen. Shluchahu Diyavis, HaShliach Kilkel. Sheichel Avilot Tfilin Meikara V'Yigias Man Krishma V'Hus Kak Likos Kedesh Eloy Avras Man V'Chimati Shlucha the Tfilin Anchen Ho. It was an aberration, it was an exception, because the guy didn't show up, and his man brushed his man is trying to go, hey, don't smoke Krishma, quick. So he had to say Shema without his Tfilin. What's he going to do? To miss the rice of Shema. Wearing Tfilin is a very nice idea. Yeah, very nice. It's not to not in the rice. And what got us over? That's the Gemara. Tosis. Umeniach tefillin umatzli. Look carefully in the words of Tosis. Umehosam mashma. The word mehosam is also a complicated word. It should be mehocha mashma. That's the pasht pshat. Shemuta laniach tefillin bet gula letefillin. Whoa! Full stop! How do you know? How do you know he put on tefillin bet gula letefillin? Maybe he put it in tefillin by Osa Pele. Hey, the Rabbi Natanika. Who said he did it in Gula Tefillah? Rabbi said, yes, it's Kasha. Everyone should have asked this Kasha. This is a good Kasha. Who said it in Gula Tefillah? Maybe he did it by Osa Pele. Okay, a Kasha. V'chein betalis, meniach adam talis v'chein Gula Tefillah. P'hi? Well, the talis will do anything. Talis? Tefillin is a Gemara. Called the Korah Kishol Tefillin is a... Although the question being, that's Krishma. He blew that already. He said it's Krishma already. Must he have tefillin on for Shmon Esrei too? Rabbi said, you put on tefillin by Mincha? There's one yeshiva in Israel where the rabbi says it's a good idea to put on tefillin at Mincha. Some guys come into our base medrash and our yeshiva, they put on tefillin at Mincha. I am so opposed to that. It's true, the Mekubalim do it. Chassidim and Rishonim do it. A guy who holds that is a Mekubal or a Chassid Rishon, he belongs in a different race of Medrash, not mine. We're not in Halavari, we should have Kavanah for Tzvon, we'd have a Shachos. I'm not a fan of putting on tefillin for mincha, except once a year, Tisha B'Av, as we discussed in the other shiur, why we wait to lift the mincha. That's it. I'm not a fan. But in any case, so then why bother putting on tefillin for Shacharis? You blew Krishma already. So what do you put on Megula tefillin? What's the rush? You blew it. Put it on after Shmoneh Esrei. It's another good question. No? Aren't these good questions? You have answers to these questions, raise your hand. I'm calling you right away. So far now. Fight. And then Talis was Talisman. He's the first name that we saw, except for whom? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is a name we know very well in Tosfos. Who ever heard of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda? Who heard of him? I don't know who he is. I know who Rabbi Natan is. I do not know who he is. I have to look at the Bali HaTosfos, a book by Professor Urbach, the whole sefer, the Bali HaTosfos. See if he has a Yitzchak ben Yehuda. If he wants to Google it for me, and tell me by tomorrow who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda is, I'll be happy to share the information. I don't know who he is. Doesn't mean he wasn't the God of Lador. I never heard of him before. Is he found anywhere else in the Tosfos and Shas? Who knows? Kiyas and Shas. Who else in Shas and Rabbi Yehuda found in Tosfos? Raise your hand. No, we don't know. That's your bookie. Fine. What did he say? Sholach achataliso v'shoah hashliach u'kvakor ha-kriyash v'kvichoseh v'nis atlit v'taliso v'gom ha-shmon ezven v'viraya mehocha mahid l'rav. What did Rav do? Rav, what did he do in this particular case? The story. He said, Shema, I put on tefillin. And Shema is free. Obviously, he put on tefillin after Shema. So he did tefillin, I can put on tzitzis, same thing. Where he did it? Who knows where he did it? Did he do it by Begul Tfilah? As Tosfos began? Or did he do it by Ol Sepela? Also, we don't know. We don't know. He called me Yeshlachali ben Tfilin and Talas. He called Krishna, Tfilah HaShachar ben Tfilin. Then we saw that he was made of Shachar. Pirish, but on Shatzivah Shukorim, but I was made of Nechal, also of Nechal. The Eilu Tfilin Rami Kedamaran, Kori Krishna was Balam, so Machashalayim. So they have a Tosis stretch. Even though it says Krishma, it applies to Shemon Esri too, because of Kabbalah, so Shemon Shlema, the top lines of Tazvah Abraham. No. Okay. Mele. Fine. Abel Tzitzis, Shein Alechovas Talis, Shein Yesh Lo Talis Chayim, Shein Yesh Lo Talis Chayim, Shein Tzitzis. V'yochel Likva Krishna Belo Tzitzis. Vadid Avi Avsoka, what are you doing, man? A starker time against Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. Why are you putting your talents? Wait for them to Shmoneh Esrei. So far, so good. Tosfos is a taina, an anonymous Tosfos. This is anonymous. The beginning of Tosfos Yom Kippur was anonymous, and the end of Yom Kippur was Rabbi Natan, and the beginning is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. And now the third and final man d'yomer by name, Harav Rav Moshe Mikutzi. Who's he? The Smag. Correct. He wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. This is a real Gadol Shabrishon. We even have a smug nonsense in our Mizmedish. I didn't know this. What did he say? Oh man, this is a kid. Da'afil is a different text. Da'afil the tefillin ain't raya mikan. That's probably the right text. That's just kind of talis. Even tefillin. Why? The matzah lemeimah, he near tefillin below bracha. Didn't say the bracha. Yeah, of course, Now, wait a second. Clearly, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi understood his contemporary or predecessor, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda, who put on his talis, that he made a bracha. Because why is he saying there's no right? No right of what? No right to what was said earlier, that you put on tefillin presumably with a bracha. No, you can put on without a bracha. How in the world did Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi know that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda put on his talis or tefillin with a bracha? Is that part of the story? Maybe he had a mesorah, a kabbalah, right? Maybe. But we don't see anywhere in Tosfos that this is true. Kerabal says we saw two Tosfos and we have about five kashas. We have to try to figure these things out. Everyone follow so far? Got it? It's a little complicated. That's why it's a morning show. A little too much for the balabata. If Tamidim like this nature, this caliber, we can handle these questions. Try to come up with some various appropriate answers to these questions. And then more than one answer. More than one answer. We'll try to figure out what the correct answer is as best as we can. Okay. So I was telling you about this Eben HaOzer. So Eben HaOzer, I told you, is a mile long, and I don't expect everyone to read every single word of it, but it's certainly worthwhile to at least familiarize yourself with this piece. Who was the Eben HaOzer? So the Gedolei Hador, Mamish in his day, Eben HaOzer. Kivega quotes him with reverence, and he often passed like him even against. He was just learning in the Odeh this year. He argued with the Magen Avraham. Can you imagine that? And we passed into the Eben HaOzer against the Magen Avraham. Give you an inkling of who we're talking about over here. Mamish from the Gedolei Hador, the Kadmonim. I mean, Kadmonim, I don't know what exactly he lived, but from the we'll call it from the earlier Achronim. Okay, so the Eben HaOzer is found in my Shulchan Aruch, towards the very back. And I'm sure you have somewhere in every Shulchan Aruch, some of the very back, some of the back. I'll just read you a couple of his questions, like this. Number one, he asked the question I just asked you. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda never said a word about bracha. How did Rabbi Moshe Mikutsi know that he made a bracha? Next question. Rabbi Natan is Maniach Tzvilim Ashira Chadosha. Right? He thinks that's more kal than smichas kul v'tfilin. Right? And how did he know? So maybe Rav was put on his tefillin in Osa Perek. That's the other question I asked you. How does Tosfos know that Rav put on his tefillin? Maybe put on by Osa Perek, according to the Rabbi Natan. Right? Another question he asked, according to Rabbi Natan, when did the tefillin come? Shluchu the others. Came late. How late is late? Well, you know, you're supposed to put on the shul before you say the six magic words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They became by Alav Alecha. We came in the Manir Yamechem. You should have put on the tefillin, if he had it then, what's called Ben Perek the Perek. That's on the Mishnah. There's more lenient in the mouth between Perek the Perek than in the middle of the Perek. That's his third question. His third question. Okay? And that's, of course, the Pashtus, more kal than Emtza Perek, and certainly more kal than Gula Tefillah. And the final question, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, you should not wait. You should not wait at that particular point in time. And I'll show you, it's the Shulchan Aruch, you have a Mishnah Berurah, open up. Simen Kuf Tes Sif Aleph. Kuf Tes is primarily a Gemara in the third Perek, but it has ramifications here as well. Kuf Tes Sif Aleph. You come late. Well, you shouldn't come late, Rabbi Sai. But he came late. Gemara brachos al chafalf. So if you can finish in time to say kedusha with them, do it. If not, you don't do it. You don't do it. So what do you do? So you get to modim, etc., etc. Then tzarach lahaskel. You must begin right now. Why? They'll lisma gula tefila, and then you modim. Why must you start? Says Rabbi, it says it about when Ram Gimel. Hey, Pirish, Shetov Yom Agol Yisrael. The Lechad Chila Tzorach Lahamta Mishir Chadasha. Look at Simon Samuel Rav. Rabbi Natan, wait a minute, Yosef Bela. What a difficult shot, Rabbi Osai. You gotta admit, that's the case that the Lechad was told by, he made a mistake. He said, Gol Yisrael? Really? That's not a simple shot. Everyone knows he's jumping on the Mamad Avram. I told you all that in a different case too. That's a Dolchak shot. What do you mean by look at Simon Samad Rav? So if you look at Simon Samad Rav, you see, if you all your Mishnah Berurah, you'll see this discussion about the possibility of waiting, as Rabbi Natan did, by Yosef Pella. Let's take a look at both sides. Another many important things in Simon Samad Rav. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Find it. Not far near the Farish and Mechaber Ramah, but it's quoted somewhere that they would wait. Oh, Hashira Chadasha. If you look at the Magen Avraham there, he talks about in Sifkot Nirah, wait Hashira Chadasha. So the question becomes, so what do you mean Tzorach? What do you mean wait? Just wait. So comes Eben HaOzer with a very remarkable thesis. And he says it's a fundamental machlokas rishon. This is his main thesis. If you have a chance to look, you'll see all the particulars. It's quite a long piece. Who is he? A goyin, a gadol, the first of the dar of Oizer, a bezin of Klimentov Amadina. If you go on Google Maps, Klimentov, I'm sure it was a nice town. Like this. There's a fundamental dispute I alluded to earlier. Is a break between Gula and Tefillah the most serious or the least serious? According to the Rabban, it's the least serious. According to us, it's the most serious. From one to another. According to Rabban Atar, it's the most serious. According to the Rabban, it's not in the Mishnah. It's the least serious. And therefore, the question becomes, how do we know that Rab put on Tefillin, Ben Gula and Tefillah, and not in Shiruch HaDoshah? That's what Tosfos assumed. Again, Rabosa, in the other days. What did Tosfos say? Mashmai the Putla, and you have to who said? The first two lines of Tosfos on Yudal are very schwer. How do you know? So Rabbi Natan answered, Rav didn't make a bracha. Right? Number one. And a hefsek in Zman is not a hefsek. He waited by Shiruch HaDasha. Right? Right. No problem. So therefore, had it been a hefsek, he should have put it on Ben HaParsha, the Krishma, which is more kal. That was the third kasha. So Ben HaTam, he should be mamped in Mashiach HaDosha, he says, no, he should be mafsek his man. And Efta Perek is more lenient than Megula Tefillah. This is Ben HaTam, the extremist. Fine, he's the extremist. Fine? Fine? This is what it says. Now hold on a second. Oh. It's Chazar again. How do we know Rabbi Rav put on tefillin by Gula Tefillah by Shiruch HaDoshah? So Rabbi Natan answers that Rav didn't make a bracha. Had he made a bracha, he would have done it presumably earlier. Less of a problem. But rather he didn't make a bracha. Hefsek Zman is not a hefsek at all. Otherwise he would have done it earlier, maybe been a parashat Krishna. So therefore, what do you do? He says, hefsek Zman is no hefsek. And Emtzah Perek is more kal than Gula Tefillah. Nonetheless, presumably Rav was mutla nir tefillin ben gula tefillin. Well, that means without a bracha. Without a bracha is no problem. Rav Yitzchak of Yehuda says, no. He says, Rav waited until gula tefillin. And then according to Rabbi Natan, maybe Rav did not wait so long. What did it say? Right? There's no raya. Maybe he did it earlier. Right? He did it by Osepel and Chinami, according to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yitzchak of Yehuda says, no. He's Rav way until Gula Tefillah. Why? Because he holds like the Ramban. That you can say, Smichas Gula Tefillah is the most lenient, not the most strict. Then you can make a bracha. But Gula Tefillah is the most lenient. Otherwise, it would put it up into the Parsha of Shema. So therefore, it comes out that Machlokas Menakotza Lakotza. According to Yitzchak of Yehuda, he did it by Gula Tefillah. And you did it with a bracha. That's how they understand. They knew that they made a bracha, right? How did Rav Moshe Bikutzi know? Because the other one, that's exactly why he waited to be able to make it with a bracha. And Rav Moshe Bikutzi disagrees. He says, no, you can do without a bracha if you want. Halacha l'maisa. Everyone knows it wants a paskin, like Rav Yitzchak of Yehuda, because there was two main allies, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, who downplay smicha, skula, tefillah. They did it every single day. They didn't do it. Every single day they didn't do it. Why don't I make Shiruch HaDoshah? Hey, man. What a great option. I finished putting in the Shema Yisroel, the Mitzviyat, the Oseh Shavaseinu, Micha Mocha, Shiruch HaDoshah, still no sun. Take out our Mesilas Yisharim. Wait till the sun rises. Hey, what a great idea. They said no. They said no. They disagreed. They disagreed. They said, we're going to wait. When are we going to wait? After Kol Yisrael. You can't wait in the middle. And Ben Gula Tefillah is much more lenient. This being the case with Rabosa, is a stira in the Mechaba. At the end of the Shia, now out of time, open the Shulchan Aruch and see the stira in the Mechaba. If the Ebene Ozer's thesis is correct. Obviously, you can't possibly be correct according to the Mechaba. Simen Samach Vav, Siv Ches. What does it say? Simon Samuel Bob Sevches, a guy gets his tefillin at the last minute, what does he do? He Yeah. What happens? What happens? Lo niach tefillin is damne lo ben gula le tefila. Meniach oz velo yivorech alei ma'achashi yispalel. You put it on with no bracha. According to the Eben Oz, it's the low command. No one knows that way. No one knows that way. Because either Moshe Mikutsi holds that way, but it's against both the other opinions. The Tosfos is okay, fine, right? Without a bracha. And the Ramah, what does Ramah say? The Yesh Omer Shekodim Go Yisrael Yevorach Al Atzvila Vachinov. You put it on by Shira Chadasha with a bracha. Kuvat Devin knows that they're both wrong. They're against Rebbe Tam. Against Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I think the answer is obviously it's from Moshe Mikutsi. What's Rabbi Moshe Mikutsi's Shita? Tomorrow. I don't want to go late. So we got the two extreme Shitas. Look up at Eben Ozer. I believe the Mechava Pasans like a Moshe Mikutsi, but we'll see that tomorrow. And then we'll have to discuss the question of what happens. The guy walks in, he has a choice. He has no tefillin. It's the bar tefillin. It happens to the best of him. What do you do? Do you damage Shmoresi without your tefillin on? Then borrow the tefillin and put them on later? Or do you wait to put on your tefillin before Shema and Shema Esrei and then blow tefillin between them? That's a big dispute. Okay? See that tomorrow. See you on the Shema. Fine.